back with Ken and Famous Jay. Anyway, I need Gary to come back on here and tell Jay how famous he is. He's so good at that.
He's very good with his words, yeah.
Gary can make anybody's day. This guy really can. I mean, he like anybody else, he's a human being, but he goes up to people on the street and he has no problem, you know, looking someone in the eye and asking them how their day is going, and they know he means it, you know, and it's pretty powerful. I'm not outgoing like that. I can feel that, but I won't say it, you know, and he'll say it. So he gets through a lot more people than I do, obviously. But anyway, we've all got talents and gifts, and I think it's important that we learn how to find those and then exploit them to the best of our ability so that we can be the maximum, you know, value to other people as well as ourselves. Sharing the burden together. The title of today's reading actually was Sharing Together, and I just put the burden in brackets in between it because that's really what it's all about, you know. But when we look at this program, which is used and has been successful with millions, by the way, folks, I believe honestly that there's nothing anywhere that has been successful in compulsive, addictive areas of life of any kind, you know, whether it be a gambling or sexual or you know, or music or smoking or booze or drugs, whatever. You know, if we're controlled by it, those things have too much power in our lives. But when I look at this program, and I know, as I mentioned before, all the different phases you go through, and then you're hopefully able to share, you know, your experiences, your strengths, your hopes with others so they can find out how to get by some of the hurdles. And what we do is we share our experiences never to fix somebody else. And it's important to remember that we have meetings almost like this, but a little different because we're not talking to mics and trying to say the right thing for an audience and so on, but we're sharing on whatever is on the table. In other words, whatever the topic is, everybody is to share their sense around this topic, and their sense meaning happenings in their lives that would pertain to that or be relatable to that and so on. For instance, if my friend Ken here is beside me and we're in a meeting of 8 or 10 people, and Ken comes up with a certain thing that he's struggling with, we'll say. And then, you know, I hear that and I think, oh yeah, I remember when I felt that way and I did blah, 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 blah. Well, the worst thing I can do is to, in any way, whether it's a manipulative thing, whether it's sort of hidden, is to all of a sudden come up with the perfect solution, even if I share it as my thing, and coming up with the perfect solution for him. The program doesn't work that way. It works in a simple fact that if everybody focuses on the topic at hand, the people who are supposed to get help get it. There's aha moments for different people. It might not be, you know, might not be Ken, might not be someone who you would wish to see you know, feeling better, but it doesn't matter because it's not a spiritual program if human beings are telling other human beings what they need to do to get this and so on and so forth, you know, to if they do that, this will happen, because we don't know. We never know. And that's super, super important. So we don't share in a way to help or fix others. If we're asked outside of a meeting how we might be of value in some area, then we might tell our own story, and that's it. But I always tell it with, you know, I have no idea if this will work for you, because I don't, you know, and nobody else does. So don't fall into that one. So anyway, we know when we've been around the program long enough, whether we're ready to really share or not, you know, whether we could be one, say, sent out to make a difference in another life, like a raw difference. Somebody's in trouble now, you know, and they call in, they want somebody to come out and talk to them, help them. You know, I am or I am not ready for that. And that's important. Okay, we'll say we're working the last phase of the program, but we work the last phase of the program every year and probably every day in a lot of senses. So, yeah, am I ready? And by ready in this program is almost, have I done the work, you know? have I been, you know, has there been a miracle already? Am I abstaining from whatever behavior or addiction or compulsion that's been my controlling factor? Have I been given that number one miracle, which is the abstinence? You know, have I been able to put that aside? And it does not mean, friends out there, that I have found the miracle cure. It means I've been given a shot at a life that feels workable without using whatever sort of control mechanism I had to use to help, as I could see it at the time. So, you know, that abstaining is huge. It's the first thing. But then, I think our God, our whatever we believe in, whatever higher power is, can give us that. I believe God can do anything, anytime, and that everything happens within his view and plans anyway. But that doesn't mean I can't make the decision as a human being to do my best in certain areas. And this, for me, is probably the most important area. But am I ready to share? And where or how and so on. Have I done the rest of the program? Have I worked at least this year as hard as I could on each of the phases so that I do end up, with enough to make a difference in another life? And can I do it in a way that I'm not just coming up for special fixes for somebody out there? I'll tell you about this later, but in part anyway, some of the people we visit in jails they would be marginalized by society totally. They're not only probably addicts, they're mentally ill and have to be heavily medicated to just survive day to day without either hurting themselves or somebody else out there. And we see this kind of program do miracles when nobody is trying to do anything special for anybody. They're just the calm that comes into the whole gang is unbelievable. And I've said in many writings that I sure can't do that, but to be part of something that sees that happen is so it's huge. If you want to talk feelings, there's nothing like that, not for me anyway. And we see it happen, and everybody is focused only on whatever they think about so and so. And generally, these people from all different walks of medical problems are all scattered all over different areas of their minds and stuff. And when they come together, each normally has his or her own, and we never hear, we don't hear solutions or so on. But every once in a while, this happens where everybody is lifted. And I always say, there's not a psychiatrist or psychologist or therapist or counselor on this planet who can say they can make that happen, myself included, and all of us included. But it can happen if the circumstances are right. So, if the circumstances work, then obviously if we're endowed with any wisdom, we're gonna try and set it up that way as often as we can and see if the magic will happen. So it can. You're a pretty serious spiritual man, put it that way.
Is that right?
Yes, and you've taught me a lot about scripture, and especially being able to go back to the roots or the older version of scripture that the Christian uses. Mainly it's called the King James Version here. He doesn't spout off Greek to me or anything like that, but that's, that's the predecessor to that part. But, you've learned it, and like you said, maybe it was pounded into you, but you learned a lot of it, and you got a foundation that few people have, and you can lean on it at the worst of times, and I think you do, generally, because, like I've seen it, not you so much, but I've seen it in so many people. It seems at the worst time, the most honesty comes out too, and also the most truth. So if you have a bunch of truth in you and some wisdom has been put in there somehow, it sometimes comes out and makes a difference. But you got a lot of wisdom in scripture, and that's strictly your upbringing, or did you haven't been living in that kind of atmosphere for a long, long time, yet you still have that wisdom. Is it a hangover, or is it is it something you work on? Do you still, how do you stay close to that? And how does a believer, in your opinion, remain fruitful and useful and workable out there?
Well, that's a big subject.
Yeah, it is.
I'm like anybody else. I really appreciate friendship. I have faith, is good hope, and encouragement. I appreciate the encouragement I get from various people and various places. You know, I attend to different churches here and there, and hear some good messages, and also other messages. You know, just regular, nothing to do with church or any Bible or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But good, positive people that I associate with, time to time. Maybe not enough, but yeah, I for me, I've always gravitated that way. Many, I like to read. I have many, many books. I read lots of different things, mostly theological stuff. Believe it or not, it's hard to believe. A lot of people can't understand that type of thing. But for me, I just have a kind of a great desire for that type of thing, and not so much for the knowledge. It just, I find that I do better in my life, and any problems that I face, like anything from too much Kentucky Fried Chicken to anything else that could grab a hold of you.
Yeah.
In my case, I've dealt with alcohol in my life, for sure, on and off, not all the time, but enough when I do. And so for me, I find the more, if I take the time to read scriptures or positive books,
yep,
about good positive things and about good positive way of life, and I read and I take the time to meditate somewhat and pray even just a little bit every day, I find my day goes better. And if I drift for a day or two or three, I find I can get off track, and things come pretty easily back. Mm-hmm. Like I say, too much of this or that.
Yeah.
And so I, for me, I get spiritual food, if you want to call it that, from the scriptures and from other friends, brothers, sisters, and we believe is Christ.
Yeah.
And so I find that helps me quite a bit.
Yeah. It's kind of the main line, if you want, in your life.
For me.
Yeah.
Need lots of that type of thing, I find, even though people think I may have lots of that already, of understanding and scriptures, like you were saying. But for me, I don't know, is the word insatiable appetite
good,
for that type of thing?
Yeah.
And not just religiously wise like that,
mm-hmm,
but just for lots of good, happy things in life. I need lots of things like that. And so, yeah.
Excellent. Thanks, Ken. We're going to take another break. And this is Scott, your host at Sharing the Burden. We're live every Tuesday morning, 10 a.m. Show repeats Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. if you want to rehear or hear parts, or if you'd like to, probably on the same day or a day or two earlier, depending on how the technicians are working, we create a podcast which we house at the website sharingtheburden.ca or stbradio.ca, and you can pick up the most recent one, as I say, by the weekend, but you can pick up older ones and listen to a lot of them if you like, and if you have access to a certain one that you don't find there, you can get in touch with us. We do have them all, one place or another. We don't throw them away. So, as Jay was reminding me a little earlier, that's 3 years of, or close to anyway, 3 years of broadcasts pretty much every week of the year. So that means we've got somewhere in the vicinity of 150 shows out there. And you know, in this world, content is so important. We've got enough, content to compare to Carter's pills out there, sort of thing. You know, so I mean, we've got a lot of content, and I'm looking to the day when someone comes and says, you know what, Scott, I've seen you all over the place on those lines and social media platforms and all kinds of things, and you say the odd thing that I really like, you know, and I'm thinking, well, you know, the odd thing, if you move it around enough, you know, with 7 or 8 billion people on the planet, You want to make sure that the right stuff gets to the right people. And that's really what we're all about. And share where the sharing is going to make a difference in a life. And we work hard on that. So, you know, anyway, and by the way, that means if you do listen to something, just share it. Share it to your friends. There's just a button to push, basically, on the platforms to move it out. You know, whether you be on Facebook or LinkedIn or Twitter, you know, a Messenger, anything, we pretty much are there. So if you share it, you don't know when that person, even if you don't get time to listen to it, if you share it, there might be something. And we're always talking about, you know, key things in life that could be real damaging. So we're always saying, you know, let's share it in the case that, you know, somebody gets it or someone else gets it and shares it. And it gets to the one that has to hear a little bit about what went on that particular show or what that particular guy or gal said, you know, what Ken said, like today, something will make that difference. We want to find those people. Got to share and share wide. So, folks, with that, we're going to leave you and be back in about a minute.